It's a little bit like a game of chess. If Rick Perry decides to remove himself from the Texas playing board, Attorney General Greg Abbott is likely to leave his job and campaign for the governor's position. That would leave the attorney general slot open, and a number of locally elected Republicans, including State Representative Dan Branch of Dallas, could compete for that job, which would then put their local seats up for grabs. Many pundits seem to think Perry is ready to put that scenario in motion. At the end of his term next year, he will have served 14 years as governor. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says Perry may be stepping aside so he can devote time to a 2016 presidential campaign.
Getting a national staff, putting the fundraising in place, and building his own intellectual resources to run for presidency. He needs that time.
While Perry would need a lot of time to undo mistakes he made in his last presidential campaign, Gilson says he'll be difficult to beat if he runs again for governor.
He's got a very thick Rolodex. His fundraising ability to put up $30, $40 million for a reelection is there. So the only question really is whether Greg Abbott, currently the attorney general with an $18 million war chest, decides to challenge Perry.
Perry has said he and Abbott have promised not to run against each other for the Republican nomination. But what if they did?
Well, Abbott would be competitive because as attorney general, he has brought a series of cases on Texas's behalf against the federal government. Those cases have really made him a hero with the conservative Tea Party elements in Texas. But Perry knows how to win the governorship. So I think you have to put your money on Perry.
So will he or won't he run for governor again? Even Perry's closest advisors claim they don't know. But around 1 o'clock this afternoon, expect Twitter, Facebook, and all other manner of social media to glow red hot as Perry sets the stage for next year's statewide elections. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.